KCW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Kamala Harris campaigns in Michigan today. Donald Trump will be in Georgia following last night's Madison Square Garden rally. ABC's Rachel Scott was there.
This rally in particular was supposed to be a homecoming for the former president. His advisors told me it's where he would start delivering his closing messages to voters. But all of that was completely overshadowed by comments that were vulgar and at times just outright racist. And as this campaign enters its final days, ABC News has now learned of a proposal from some of Trump's top aides that would allow him to bypass the traditional FBI background check to grant security clearances to a large number of political appointees.
Almost 42 million Americans have already cast their ballots early. The Gaza Health Ministry, aligned with Hamas, says more than 43,000 people have been killed in the year-long war with Israel, more than half of them women and children. NATO confirms North Korean troops have been sent to Russia to aid in the conflict with Ukraine and that some of them are already on the front lines in border regions. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg was in Oshkosh Saturday drumming up support for the Democratic ticket and invigorating Canvas volunteers.
Communities red, blue, and purple already understand that if we're serious about protecting children in school, that's not about keeping a Toni Morrison paperback out of the school library. It's about making sure assault weapons don't get anywhere near the school.
Buttigieg also spoke in Green Bay, Appleton, and Fond du Lac Saturday. Minnesota First Lady Gwen Walls was in Marinette Friday for an early vote meet and greet with campaign supporters. Speaking to a crowd of more than 75 local residents, Mrs. Walls encouraged voters to get out and vote early. She also outlined the attacks on Social Security promised by the Trump-Vance Project 2025 agenda. The stop in Marinette was Mrs. Walls' eighth campaign stop in Wisconsin since Governor Walls joined the ticket. Oshkosh police arrested a 51-year-old Oshkosh man and seized over $330,000 in cash, 7.5 pounds of marijuana, and a kilo of cocaine during a drug bust on Thursday. Officials say a search warrant was executed on residents on Lombard Avenue and Mount Vernon Street following complaints from members of the Oshkosh community. A man was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia, maintaining a drug dwelling, possession with the intent to deliver cocaine, and possession with the intent to deliver THC. Charges were referred to the U.S. Attorney's Office for prosecution. The Oconto County Sheriff's Office is searching for 32-year-old Obilio Thomas Sargento Robrello in connection with a hit-and-run crash in Gillett Friday night. Authorities believe Robrello was the driver in an accident involving a UTV and a sports utility vehicle. They say the driver fled on foot after the crash and has not been located. The crash remains under investigation. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers stopped the Jaguars. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with another come-from-behind victory, beating the Jaguars 30-27 with a winning field goal. After Jordan Love had to exit the game with a leg injury, running back Josh Jacobs took over with 127 yards rushing on 25 carries, scoring two touchdowns. But Jacobs says the offense could have done better.
I felt like we should have closed the game out. I felt like we should have executed better. I felt like it shouldn't have been that type of fight at the end. But being able to be in that position and still come out with a win, I think it speaks volumes to this team.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers now 5-3 after losing to Penn State 28-13 Saturday night. Up next, the Badgers head to Iowa to play the Hawkeyes. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Nets in Brooklyn 115-102. Milwaukee now 1-2 on the season after losing the home opener to the Chicago Bulls. Head coach Doc Rivers asked if he needs to address the team.
It depends how you pitch your spots. And we got to get right first. You can yell all you want. If you're not playing right, it doesn't matter.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A little sunshine today, but overall mostly cloudy and breezy with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers, maybe an isolated thundershower with a low in the low to mid-50s. And then tomorrow, a scattered shower or two, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW. Talk of Green Bay.
Jane Benson trusts women to decide when, if, and how to have children. Healthcare professionals must be able to care for pregnant women without fear of prosecution. Vote Benson for State Assembly District 4.
I'm Jane Benson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Jane Benson.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we start our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour with Trigvi Olsen of the Lincoln Project and Reed Galen of the Union. Get on the road with us next time.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor, hour number 3. Here, the segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You'll get the look you want for your home with customizable windows and doors from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Their durability of materials gets tested by opening and closing doors, latches, and shades tens of thousands of times to ensure they last for years to come. Pella offers custom colors and innovative features like shades between the glass. Right now, zero interest up to 36 months, but it ends coming up on the 31st. Get started today at PellaWI.com.
Well, love them.
Kathy Kolbeck, you run a thing called Salute to Service, but I want to say I witnessed it firsthand. I want to salute you for your service, for what you put on yesterday. I was raving to Jim and Todd as soon as I came in here today. The number of people, the number of prizes, the number of money you raised for veterans. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It takes a village, and like I said, there's strength in numbers. We have a great group of people, great group of volunteers, and it was amazing.
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
So you had a lot of things going on there, right? You had the game.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was wondering about that. It's
I was worried about it.
Do people come out to watch a game? Yeah.
It's a really unique fundraiser. Okay. I don't think there's anything else like it, right? Because we're watching the Packer game, right, and we're raising funds.
And doing auctions, doing raffles.
Yeah, and we have a room full of veterans. I mean, how amazing is that, right, just to be surrounded by them? And we have the 10 different veteran organizations because we're taking advantage of having all them veterans in a room and sharing those benefits, sharing those organizations with them, because that's a big challenge right now. A lot of veterans don't know what the benefits are that they have in this county.
You're exactly. I was with Joe Olick. Joe was sitting there.
Yeah.
He was open for business, but two of our good guys, Cody Krepline, who's got his great service there now, said he went through, I would say, 55,000 pounds of beef or something this year, this sloppy dog barbecue.
Yeah, right.
And, by the way, his dog, you should bring Milton around here.
Was that Cody with the DC Farms for Vets?
Yes.
With his dog, yes.
There's two. Cody was right next to him.
Okay.
The guy who does the barbecue is...
Vandenplas.
He's got his dog.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So Jake. Yeah, Jake.
That's right.
So Jake, actually, DC... So another cool thing about the event, there's just so many cool things that it happens. So we have such a short period of time, right? But the... proceeds are going to DC Farms for Vets.
Great.
And Veterans First, Gail and Kim, Veterans First,
the
Tiny Homes. Yes.
Awesome.
So that's awesome that, you know, we announced that, we did it different this year. We announced the two recipients at the end of the event, and then we're going to be announcing the success and the amount of those proceeds as soon as we wrap up everything. We still have some stuff coming
in. You pay the bills.
And we still have some bills to pay, right?
It's awesome. I still, you know what I really want to do? I want to go up to his goat fry.
It's on Saturday. I'm going to be there. Oh, yeah. It's a Halloween costume party, and they're roasting mango.
The goat is
the
name?
The goat's name's Mango.
Oh, so is he still alive?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure. He got injured, so that's why they have to slaughter him, I guess. So
okay.
I'm sure he's probably getting
basted
with all the herbs they grow there.
Yeah,
or something,
it sounds phenomenal.
It's going to be awesome.
What a great thing they do up there, though.
Yeah.
And you know, you talked about one of the veteran plots, the Victory Gardens. They've got the person for that, but they want that person then to pay it forward, where they'll teach them everything they need to know, but then they have to get somebody and move it on that.
It's more than just the Victory Gardens. It's butchering. It's amazing they do teaching people to not live off the land, but to be. You know.
I would like to see that, but I don't have a clue as to what part of a cow is good that you would eat.
Goat?
No, when he does the they're going to do a thing for a cow too.
Oh, gotcha.
They're going to butcher it and show everybody.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
It is.
Wow. You know, it's so it much is. More than providing food, and which is awesome.
Exactly.
But the therapeutic,
no question.
You know, that they're providing for veterans.
Yep.
I mean, Jake said he had a veteran up there that he spent a month, 30 days inpatient. And after he came up to Jake's and spent the weekend there, he said that was more for him at the farm for a whole weekend than he got out of being inpatient for 30 days. So they're doing great things out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So the Salute to Veteran service that you put on was a big fundraiser at Stadium View, and just so many people. And what I liked about it was the booths that were there to get information. I mean, it's you got to drive everywhere to get this information, you know, and it's nice if you can go to an event and it's all right,
it's all
there.
Right there.
Booth to booth to
it's
booth.
It's awesome.
Yeah, we're trying to do that in other industries too. I think there's actually some people that may have some really financial needs, and there's more out here than people take resources for, from food to finance to housing. And
yes,
that it's just important. So thanks for doing that. I think that communication is, you don't get the attention, you don't get the recognition you deserve for connecting people with the resources. And this whole community needs to do that.
Yes, I think it's awesome.
Yeah, any veteran that came in that room yesterday,
right?
Doesn't matter what they
are looking for,
information.
Yeah,
they were there.
If they got one, if one person got one thing out of that, we've completed what we were what we're trying to do. You know,
where does your passion come from?
Well, I have a lot of family members that are veterans, and it really touched my heart about 10 years ago. Remember when I used to work with Jackie Georgia at Waterstone?
Absolutely.
She was a lot into veterans and helping veterans. And she got me started with the Vets for Vets group at the college. And one of the girls there, young lady, she just came back from Afghanistan. And when she left, her daughter was 9. And when she came back, her daughter was 9 months. And when she left, she came back, the daughter was 2. So she left, her daughter was 9 months. She came back, her daughter was 2. She was having such a hard time getting back into just civilian life,
sure.
right? But then a mom role.
Right.
And then telling her daughter to do simple steps like, hey, honey, put your shoes on, let's go. And then turning around, the shoes aren't on. And it was not, she was having a hard time dealing with that.
Sure.
And she was in the parking lot at a vet center on the phone, trying to get a counselor on the phone for like an hour because she was thinking about suicide. And that touched my heart so much. My kids at the time were like 5 and 6. So I had little ones, you know, and it made me realize how we have this issue here with our veterans coming back and trying to get into civilian life and just the struggles that they're dealing with. It's a lot more than just their time they're serving over there, right? So that really sparked that inside and really just something that I could do to give back and started growing that Houses of Honor group. And grew to what it is today, which is amazing. So we have some really cool people
That's awesome.
That are in the group.
Awesome. Yeah.
And this is an annual event. Are there other things that you do throughout the year? I mean, or do you start on next year's event tomorrow?
We always say we're going to do that right away at the beginning of the year, and somehow things happen, and we're always struggling at the end, right? But this year in August, Houses of Honor receive their nonprofit status. Mm-hmm. So it's going to open it up for us to raise funds throughout the year, because what we were doing prior to this event was we were raising funds for the organizations and using their 501c3s,
sure.
right? But now we raise funds for Houses of Honor and we're donating those funds back to the two recipients this year.
Can I ask you how long it took you to get that? Because I've heard horror stories. It can take like years now to get one.
It just took a little while. I got hooked up with a great guy over at Millhouse Accounting. Mike, he's amazing over there. So Bob Yonke, I don't know if you know Bob from Top Hat Marketing. He's really into the community and nonprofits and stuff.
Okay,
he got
great.
Me connected with him, but it was awesome. So it's going to enable us to get back to all community heroes, getting that status throughout the year, helping police officers. We do baskets usually at the beginning of the year and just say thank you to them. Firefighters, teachers, you know, doing school supply drives and things they need. Medical professionals. In May, we did a cheesecakes for healthcare workers, and we let Facebook tell us who their favorite healthcare worker was. And then we picked 10 of them and we delivered cheesecakes, the awesome cheesecakes we tried yesterday.
Oh, I got blueberry cheesecake yesterday.
So good.
I don't know
so
how
good.
I put on 4 pounds.
Oh my God, I ate like five of them last night before I went to bed.
Oh my gosh, was that delicious?
That and a bottle of gin. I can't imagine that.
It was awesome.
I hate gin. Don't say gin.
That's because I like it. That's
So yeah, it's going to enable us to give back to those other, you know, community heroes throughout the year, which is awesome. And then our Houses of Honor program is actually made up of about 50 different businesses that provide their services at a discount to community heroes all year long, every day. So we want people to check out our website because we want to help and we want to give back by providing those services and helping people save money. We're providing the services at a discount. So
good for you.
Everyone needs to save a dollar these days, right?
And your real job is?
I'm in the mortgage business. So yeah, I make that dream of homeownership come true for people. It's amazing.
Okay, nice pitch.
Love it.
You know, Kathy, meeting some of those veterans out there, though, I mean, and we talked a little bit about the older veterans. Like, we were telling us, who was like, oh, you know, it's with Joe Alec, and he used to be in Kiwani. And he talked about that era of World War II veterans. What a wonderful group that was back in the day. And like your dad's age, people now and everything.
Yeah.
And I remember I wanted to do an interview with this guy that's a World War I veteran. He was 106 years old, okay? But he was in the parade for the Luxembourg parade. So me and Murphy were doing the parade, and I told Joe, I said, hey, as soon as it's over, I want to come and just shake that guy's hand. Just want to hear a little bit about World War I and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to where we're going to meet, and they're not there. And it's like, oh, no, what happened? What happened? And Joe's a World War II vet, so he wasn't young. And say, oh, my gosh. So I called, as soon as I got home, I called Joe. I go, Joe, John Mino. Hey, John, how are you?
Uh-huh.
Like, Joe, is everything okay? Yeah, why? I said, well, we thought we're going to meet. I was going to meet Joe. He goes, yeah, Art, rather. He goes, yeah, he said, let's blow that off. He said, let's go have some cheeseburgers and beers in the beer tent. At 105.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
That's
and we
so
were talking
awesome.
That. They were such a great group of men. They just were.
Well, last year was the first year we got the event started after COVID and stuff,
right?
Mm-hmm. Well, we were able to honor a World War II veteran, Harvey, at the event.
Nice.
He came last year. At halftime, we were able to give him a plaque, a sign that Lena Sign Company makes that says proud military veteran. And so we thought we're gonna do that annually. We're gonna find a veteran and we just pray about it. And you know, something comes into our
That's
you know,
great.
We're like, okay, this is the one we're gonna honor. And this year we honored Michael Corpus.
Oh, sure.
Yep. So he's a Marine vet.
Yep.
And so that was really, and he gives back so much, you know. And like I was saying, how Jake was telling me from DC Farms, you know, like veterans do not stop serving once they are discharged, you know, and that Mike is a great example of that. And he keeps giving, does the Pearly Gate stuff, you know, and so it was really nice to honor him. And I made it through that speech. It was a little tough because Mike's a personal friend.
Yeah, you were struggling a little
Kevin
bit.
Kevin and I just love
stuck
him.
With
yeah.
it, though. Speaking of that, I've got a friend. His funeral is today, 100 years old, World War II veteran.
Sorry.
Yeah,
oh, Arden. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be a great party. You know, celebration, I mean. Not party.
Absolutely.
Great celebration celebrate his life.
No question.
Because how awesome is that?
Yep, no question.
You got to find that. People talk about how there's maybe the respect that the military deserves, but don't you think it's pretty good here in this community? I always felt that because, like John, I went to a lot of events and went to a lot of schools, and I think people in this community really appreciate the veterans.
I agree.
I think it's a lot better than it was when I started in this. So in 2016, I will remember that, well, it would have been 17, our second party we had at the distillery, a lot of veterans came up, Vietnam veterans,
right,
and said, hey, this is amazing.
Yeah.
This is awesome that you're getting this party together, because there wasn't a lot of that going on. But since that, and Kevin...
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Carter's Collision in Kewaunee reminds you out of sight should not mean out of mind. Let's remember our brave men and women of the military by sending care packages to them while they're away. You don't need to have a specific soldier in mind to help. Visit sendacarepackagetoday.com for more information. This message is from Carter's Collision in Kewaunee, proudly supporting our military and veterans. We live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. I'm on with the mayor here, and a good look at Monday morning. Packers with that big win coming up last night. And, of course, a huge game coming up this week with the Detroit Lions. That's talk about, you know, a mid-season game that you can really get excited about. That's it.
And what's cool for us being downtown at the radio station is a lot of people come and visit. And yeah, there's a lot of blue jerseys because they like to come down, take a picture in front of the statues, in front of the I Love Cheese. I Love Green Bay with the cheese and on the city deck. And so we go out and talk to them.
But, you know, somebody, who was I talked to that we've had on, said that's the nicest studio I've ever been in.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people
talk about
that.
This one.
I mean, it's very nice.
Yeah, how about Civic this. Media? They haven't missed a thing. Yeah, you know, everything about it. Green room, awesome. Showers, everything. It's just very, very cool.
Nice.
All top.
We haven't actually used the showers yet.
State-of-the-art equipment.
Todd, have you used the showers?
I have not.
No. Nick, did you use the showers?
No. Yeah?
No. No, she says no.
So, Kathy,
but that guy we see every morning would like to.
Yeah. Yeah. That guy. Hey, one other thing I want to say. You're talking about how it's better.
Okay? Yes.
We started doing the breakfast at Duck Creek VFW, I want to say 1999.
Wow, yeah.
Okay, so this might be our 25th year. Mm-hmm. And huge crowds, I mean, fantastic crowds. And it was mainly World War II veterans that would come and all their families and everything. And we're going to be having that again this year. But it's amazing how many other places then, free breakfast for the veterans, free whatever.
Right.
So, just from that time span, you know, up through now is pretty incredible.
It is. The awareness has grown, the support, the community. I think it's just amazing. We still have a long way to go.
Yeah.
You know, I think we can still improve in that, but it's so much better, like you said, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It's nice to see that, you know, that come around and that exposure for
you
them.
Know who helped lead the way? The Vietnam vets.
Yes.
Because the Vietnam vets were adamant. These kids that are getting sent over there, when they come home, they're going to be welcome home with, treated right, welcome home with open arms, because they didn't have it.
That
group kind of took over for the World War II. Because the World War II guys, I will say this, I can just picture your uncles or your family. They didn't pass up an opportunity to go to the club and pound a few back or socialize and a lot of social events with the VFWs.
Uh-huh.
And that was because that was their thing, because the Vietnam vets didn't really feel welcome a lot of times going to those things. So the Vietnam vets picked up that mantle now for all younger vets and future vets. And there were so many Vietnam vets at your thing yesterday. It was incredible.
Yeah, there was. It's amazing.
Yeah.
We were talking about the needs, and they're great. And there's so many, you know, education, you know, there's the suicide's an issue, but there's no reason why one of our veterans should be homeless, you know? And I'm so glad that was one of your choices is to give to housing. Mm-hmm. You know, you just look at this country. It's like crazy that we would have, not that no one should be homeless, but I mean.
Right. Our veterans, yeah. Homeless. That's, you know, sad.
You've dealt with
so
them though.
Sad. Oh, yeah.
And I've dealt with them when I was at the village in Appleton. And sitting and talking with some of those, it's with a lot of those guys, and that wasn't a homeless facility, but it was to alleviate homeless, you know.
Okay. Yes.
But anyway, what I'm saying is when you really sat and talked with those guys, and sometimes it would take 4, 5, 6 for them to really open
to
up.
To really talk, yes.
And it's amazing how there was like everything was okay, and like one thing went out of whack, out of kilter. You know, and I'm not trying to mend, like, but maybe the wife left him or the whatever, or mm-hmm. his job, he didn't get his job back. One thing, what a domino effect it can be to lead somebody to a really bad spot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And not just veterans. I mean, that's life.
Well, it's anybody.
I mean,
it's just, but the yeah, I dealt with some of the, in that way. It's,
and I
mean, they had good records coming out of the service. Yeah, there was a sergeant, stories, whatever. And then it's like, well, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe they had more decisions being made for them than other people.
Absolutely.
And
every decision was made for them, basically.
Well, and they're trained to be soldiers. They're trained to be, there's no emotion in that, right?
Right.
They have a job to do. They need to do it, right?
At
and
this
they
time,
come home.
This way, this, and then it's wide open.
And then it's, you know, they're not opening up. They're not talking to their family, talking yeah. to their wives or husbands or whatever. And the mental illness yeah. awareness is awesome these days. I mean, that has really grown too.
Absolutely.
You know, so I think that along with the need our veterans have has really come a long way in the last 20 years. And I think it, you know, it's good to see that we're helping our veterans more with housing and you know, counseling and things like that they need. But Joe Olick, he's amazing. He was the one I always go to and say, hey, what is the biggest need for veterans in the county right now? And then I try to work with those organizations
right.
and get them to the event. So really want to focus on those needs and make sure we're getting those organizations.
I asked him what his thing was again last night. If you want to know, go to Joe.
Yeah, he likes that.
He's got slogan, the golden got, ticket. Yeah.
No, he's great though. But they are giving veterans so much more support now than they used to.
Yeah.
But I think one breaks my heart. I'd give anything to know whatever happened to this one guy, a friend of mine. He'd been wounded and he came back and had him at a Packer game. And we did a fundraiser cause he lost part of a leg and we first truck, nothing made, but anyway, bottom line, he was there with his wife and his kids and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he was all set to go to NWTC, got accepted like mm-hmm. welding or something oh, yeah. like that. And so super excited.
Uh-huh.
And about 2 weeks later, he called me and wanted to know if I knew of any full-time jobs anyplace. I said, well, I thought you were going to school full-time. Knock that out right away. He goes, yeah, well, you know, I'm not going to say names or anything, but you know, my wife, I said, yeah, lovely lady, you know, blah, blah, blah. He goes, yeah, it turns out she hadn't made any truck payments. They were going to, if we didn't have kids, they were going to turn off the heat or electricity
yeah.
or something or what. And then she left him for another guy. So
yeah.
here, this, instead of going to school, yeah. now he's stuck with, and I think she left the kids with, I
and
mean,
the kids
it was like the most yeah. tragic.
I
never
this.
Heard back. And I have, it's oh. like, what could have happened to this guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, everything seemed great. Okay, he was wounded, but he's back. His support, he's going to school. And then
veteran.
Then just boom, 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 boom. Just
domino
kept getting
effect.
Worse. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, and there, the.
And I wish I could say that's the only story I heard like that.
Yeah. yeah. So I think the biggest struggle is for the veterans to actually be able to talk about it and ask
yeah.
for help. And that's very hard for them.
Absolutely.
You know, and we need to make sure that we're telling them, you know, talk to people.
Absolutely.
And I think having all those veterans in the room yesterday, hopefully open, you know, made them feel comfortable to open up maybe and talk about something.
Absolutely.
And walk up to those veteran tables and maybe ask for help or get a number or something like that, you know.
There
so,
would never be a more welcoming,
right.
safe place than your
yes.
place yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very
no,
cool.
That was cool.
And we did have a couple of firearms, so in case anything happened.
Oh,
but
I believe that.
They weren't loaded. Just kidding.
I wanted to win that Savage.
Oh, that was pretty cool.
I see there's so many things that are available that have to be connected to, but I think one of them is education. We've had that lady down from UWGB. Name slips.
She's Nicole's.
Nicole Stockman.
She's on this week, in fact.
Oh, great.
Yep.
And then
yeah.
TC, I teach over there, and many times have veterans in my class, and you just, you know, it's a new
the
world.
Education.
I understand that it's not
mm-hmm.
the same as you were in, but this is a pretty good place to live. But you got to work at it, and make that adjustment, and that's difficult. And I'm so great.
That's what you're doing.
Right, that's you're bringing the resources in.
Kathy Kolbeck, salute to service. Let us know when you announce the winners.
For sure.
Recipients, I should say, not the winners. Congratulations on Point Together. Just a phenomenal event.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for what you do.
Thanks.
Quick break. Back up first.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson said Friday that he hopes to be able to respect the outcome of the November presidential election when he was asked if he or Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump would accept it if Democrat Kamala Harris wins.
Well, I sure hope so. You know, unfortunately, you know, here in the state of Wisconsin, we have a governor who vetoed the types of bills that would restore confidence in our election system. So you're asking me a hypothetical question that I really can't answer because I don't know, you know, how many different ways Democrats are going to want to cheat.
Johnson, who hails from Northeast Wisconsin, appeared on the Earl Ingram Show Friday morning. Listen to the full interview on the Civic Media website, app, social platforms, or podcast apps. International Bat Week continues through the 31st, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages Wisconsinites to help the flying mammals this week. Bats are vital to the ecosystem and save farmers and foresters billions of dollars every year by consuming bugs, up to 1,000 mosquito-sized insects an hour. 4 of the 8 species in Wisconsin are currently threatened. See our story at WGBW.fm for ways you can help the bat population in your backyard. The Brown County Board of Supervisors is looking for civic-minded individuals to apply for 2 vacant positions on the board. Supervisor Salvador Sierra, who represents District 15, and Supervisor Jessica Adams of District 19 have resigned their seats. If you'd like to serve, send a letter and resume to County Board of Supervisors Chairman Patrick Buckley. The deadline to submit applications is November 1st. See our story on WGBW.fm for more information. Speaking of WGBW.fm, visit that website for information on all of our civic media shows. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fight Club fans, I'm sure there are still a few out there, will be happy to know that the film is getting a remaster. That's right, you can now watch Tyler Durden wail on himself in 4K. The Hollywood Reporter says the updated film will also get a re-release in November, according to director David Fincher. The 1999 film, starring Edward Norton, Brad Pitt, and Helena Bonham Carter, and put Fincher on the map as a commercially viable directing talent. Fight Club didn't knock the socks off the box office during its initial release, but it has since become a cult classic. Those of you who may experience Yellowstone withdrawal have a new Western to look forward to thanks to Netflix. Territory is a new Australian drama set in the outback. Think Yellowstone with a dash of Crocodile Dundee. According to TheWrap.com, the show has got billionaires, cattle baron rivals, cattle thieves, and old wise indigenous elders. The show stars Robert Taylor and Michael Dorman. Season 1 will consist of 6 episodes. Happy viewing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A little sunshine today, but overall mostly cloudy and breezy with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers, maybe an isolated thundershower with a low in the low to mid-50s. And then tomorrow, a scattered shower or two, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, we can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like
it's only glass.
It's only tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Host your private event at one of the most premier event spaces in downtown Green Bay. At Heights Pub and Parlor, we provide parties with an unforgettable experience by blending historic and modern elegance into one atmosphere. Enjoy our second-story parlor, where you'll experience superb service from a personal bartender and handcrafted meals by our kitchen. Plus, you can enjoy the third-story loft to relax and enjoy close company. Schedule your private event today, as 2024 events are filling out fast. Follow us on Facebook or head to heightsgb.com to find out how.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, President Biden apologizes for the atrocities of the Indian boarding schools. Also, why won't the LA Times or the Washington Post endorse this election cycle? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino the Mayor and Nikki wandering around. Hello, Nikki.
Good morning.
Not talking to you.
Why?
I invited you to a very cool event yesterday, and you're like, oh, I can't. I have to wash my hair.
So the one, apparently, this is historic.
I don't believe you said that.
I was the one woman who has kindly refused an invitation.
Kathy just said that, didn't she? Kathy
she did.
Just said that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I am so sorry.
Well, you know, your hair looks nice.
If you... Thanks, Jim.
Hey, don't laugh. That used to be a legitimate
it was.
Excuse they would use.
For real.
Yeah. Oh, for dead.
Back in the
60s. No, you're too young. Too young, but I remember seeing it on the old TV show.
My sisters, I can visualize my sisters on the phone. Because it's one of those things back in those days, well, at least I grew up at Jim, I'm sure you do it. Well, no, you probably didn't. You probably had more than one phone in your house, or no?
They had the party line.
Oh, yeah,
we had a party line. More phones, but it's just one line, I think.
But you had more than one phone. Okay, we had one phone. So and the problem is it was like in the kitchen.
And
so
everybody.
There was zero privacy. Zero privacy.
Oh, no. Yeah, we had, okay. And, right, but washing my, I can't go, I got to wash my hair.
That was their excuse.
Because
they used to have those big old hair dryers that were taking like 3 hours to dry.
Yeah.
With the curlers.
Yes.
Hilarious.
I actually used to use that to straighten my hair at times.
I believe that.
The big old.
Really?
Yeah.
For volume?
Never.
Mm-hmm.
No, just to make it, I'd wet it, you'd wash it, get wet it. Mm-hmm. And it was so curly, and that wasn't in the style back then.
Oh.
So I'd put the big dryer thing on.
That was the cross you had to bear?
Yeah.
Oh, she's a poor thing.
That wasn't the way to do it. You could have put gel on.
There was no gel in those
wrap
days.
It.
There was Brill cream, and that was Vitalis and Brill cream.
VO5, maybe?
VO5! Yes.
Yeah. Oh, the hot oil. So here's what we need to do. We need to find out what Mr. Mayor's signature scent
I found one of mine. I'll bring it in tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
They were talking
find your
about
favorite cologne. Colognes. We're talking about colognes. And women like
back in your heyday.
Old English, brute. Old English, I'd say.
There you
old
go.
Old English.
Did you say that?
English leather, right?
English, that's right.
English leather.
Right. I mean, I can picture the bottle.
What do we have on this?
English leather.
That English leather.
Everybody wore that.
I brought it up because I remember somebody wearing it in my family.
Totally.
Nobody, yeah.
That's what we had.
Oh, I know. Dennis talked about it.
Yes,
they used to wear too.
Dracar.
Yep. But I think Dennis's group was the last one with the brute.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then he told the green bottle?
Doritos story. Did you hear that?
No,
maybe
I didn't
that
hear
was
it.
During a break. Yeah.
Kathy just said Jovan Musk.
Jovan Musk.
Jovan Musk.
Is that what you were talking about?
Well, when I was in high school, the thing for the girls was musk oil. Wasn't it?
But musk oil sounds like something that you use for hunting or fishing or
but I think
something.
That's what it was called.
But Jovan Musk is probably what you were thinking of.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. Or Touche Moi.
So I wouldn't turn them on when I say, hey, I bought you a bottle of musk oil.
No.
No.
Nope.
Okay. All right.
I mean, maybe a very specific kind of gal. Those Nagani gals.
We just got a text in from Mary. She was very concerned about you on Friday, Jim, because you had the girl use your car on Thursday for her
driver's
test, and then you didn't show up. So Mary's like, was there an accident?
That's why I asked you today. Did you get your car back?
Yeah.
So she wants to know if your friend passed her driving test.
No, she didn't. I felt really bad for her. Did
she have to parallel park?
No, they don't do that anymore.
Oh, they don't do
did you
she
know
had?
That?
No.
We mentioned that. Some people
didn't know that. So she told
I
me that.
I had to
look,
in my
we gotta
day.
Go because for a number of reasons, she couldn't use her family car. And I'm like, that's fine. You can use my car. And I sent this to Todd, asked me Saturday morning, goes, did she pass? And I take a little bit of responsibility. So we're driving and I took
a little
her
bit? If you're well, no, the instructor.
But no, I didn't really teach her how to drive. It was just one night before to show her, you know, the car. And I'm like, look, because she's driving, she's a good driver, and speed limit and to signal and this how you do that. And she's kind of looking around. I said, hey, look, these mirrors, they light up when someone comes in your blind spot. You know, they flash orange. So, oh, cool. And so the way she took her test, and then she failed, and they're like, you didn't look around enough. Just too many mirrors, not looking around enough. So, and that was it.
She was reliant on the technology.
Too many. Hmm. Too many. Yeah, it just said you didn't do enough. They call it head checks.
Yep.
Huh. Didn't do enough head. Because I read it. She gave that to me. I'm like, oh, it's too bad. So
I also failed my first driver's test.
Yeah, I put that one on you.
Not really.
Yeah.
You shouldn't, because
it's more fun if we do, though.
Yeah.
It was a different car, is what I'm saying.
Oh,
and I'm like,
gotcha.
Look, I said, look, you don't have to worry as much. I didn't say don't do head checks anymore.
Right.
I said, you don't have to worry as much because it flash orange if someone's coming up on your blind side. But I felt really bad for her. So she's on a waiting. Now they're full till like December, which is awful. But she's on a waiting list. And I said, look, as soon as. And I have to ask Todd. I said, as soon as you get a call, I said, you call me and I will come over and pick you up. And because she works at the homeless shelter, I'll pick you up and we'll get that thing passed. So anyway, yes, thank you for asking. She's just a great, she's only 19.
Is she bummed out?
She is.
Yes, it's
she
completely
is.
Deflating.
I'm still shocked that they don't have driver's ed in school anymore.
Well, because they need they need that hour for other curriculum.
But we always had it in the summer.
Oh, yes, we did too.
We did it. And it's always the coaches. The coaches have in the summer.
You're a football guy. Come on, Maya.
Absolutely. God. All those guys were special drivers and teachers.
Both.
That was maybe a Freudian slip for you.
You know, one thing, though, with her, okay, how does she practice if she doesn't have a car?
I just want to say that it was a fluke that her dad couldn't do that. He lives 45 minutes away and couldn't do it.
Okay.
So then she called and she's like, my dad can't do it. I'm like, look, I'll take it.
You know, I got to be honest with you. The other night I went to Herbert's and Gerbert's here. I bought lunch for the TV crew for that night. I always do that once a week. And I was running late, so I didn't just run. And there was one parking space on Washington. And the two were, and I got halfway through and I'm like, here I was today joking about watching people at Parahoe Park. And I just failed. I pulled out. I went all the way down around the block the other way.
Because
there were cars behind me then, and they're watching, and whatever. And it's like, nope, I'm failing.
Yeah, well, parallel parking takes up a lot of room, so there's a lot more angle parking, which you can obviously put more cars in if you do angle parking. But then the street's got to be wide enough to do that, right?
Yeah.
So, they don't do parallel parking anymore. And roundabout she was great with. It's just you stay in your lane, but. Yeah, there's no reason why she didn't pass. I was like, come on.
Well, our oldest son was part of that COVID class that he didn't even have to take a driver's test.
That's what Donna said to me. She says,
really?
Yeah. Just signed. If you passed your driver's ed course, you did not have to take a road test at the DMV.
Yeah.
So that was really
odd. That's incredible.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
That was during COVID. Donna said that to me. She goes, why does she have to take a test?
Yes.
They went back to taking tests.
I think not even too long ago.
Right.
I mean, it just came back.
Yeah. And she's, whatever. She'll pass next time. I guarantee it. But I felt bad. Anyway, I don't take any responsibility for that. I just said, look, I just want to let you know it's a different car, and I just explained it to her. I didn't say don't stop doing head checks. You always got to do that. But I didn't say that either. Anyway, she's going to pass next time.
She will. She will.
And we're going to have a party.
Second time.
All
is
right.
a charm. I also failed my first.
That's
because
kind of
did not yield the right of way at uncontrolled intersection.
Yeah,
those are ridiculous. Why do they have
that's
those?
That's a good rule, man.
No. That's a good rule. I understand. Why do they have uncontrolled intersections?
Well, you
stop residential
every time.
Areas. You don't need that.
But
putting up signs yields? No.
It was in a residential neighborhood.
Drive slow.
Manitowoc has some of those.
Yes.
Around 10th Street and 8th Street.
We have a lot of them.
Green Bay?
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of them.
I can't think of one in Green Bay.
What is the rule, John?
Where's there one in Green Bay? The guy on the right, right?
No. Yield to the driver on the left.
No.
Yes.
Right? No. The right away. That's why it's called the right away. The person on the right has the right away.
Nikki?
If you go up. That's why she failed.
Are you talking about a roundabout?
No, I'm talking about
uncontrolled intersections, which are the dumbest things ever, but go ahead.
So you go up to an intersection and there's no signage and you both get there at the same time. The person to the right, to your right,
no.
has,
the person to your left, because if they go through it, they're going to directly impact you on the driver's side.
Right, they would. That's true.
I have the answer.
Okay, thank you.
You guys ready for this?
I'm right.
Here are rules for uncontrolled intersections. Slow down. Check for other vehicles. The first vehicle to arrive at the intersection has the right of way. Mm-hmm. If two vehicles arrive at the same time, the driver on the right has the right of way.
Why would they call it the right of way?
No wonder you've been in so many accidents.
Wow.
When you come to an intersection and you look, you always look left, then you look right, and you look left again.
But that was how the instructor even explained it to me.
No, he didn't. He's right about whoever gets there first.
No, he did. I know him. Well, I know him.
That's universal. That's universal to the right of way.
But not on roundabouts.
Then you yield to the left.
That is true.
That is true. On roundabouts,
that is true.
It's to the left.
And I am a DePere resident in which we are over saturated.
But here's the thing with the roundabouts.
That is true. That's a good point.
Okay, here's the thing with the uncontrolled intersections. Okay, that's all well and good if you know this is an uncontrolled intersection I go through every day. But if you're from out of town, you're not sitting there thinking, oh, I better look to my left and look to my right to see if there's stop signs there.
Yeah, but that's uncontrolled. Just take Eliza Jackson, right? Astor Park. You walk through that all the time. You know, not every intersection has this.
Amanda?
I live on a corner house at an uncontrolled intersection.
And?
It doesn't matter if you've lived there or if you don't. I've lived there 5 years. There have been 6 accidents at that same corner.
Because.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom.
Well, 4 more, and they'll put in a stop sign. Or if someone gets killed, or 4 more, they'll put in a stop sign. You know how they do it?
That's crazy. I agree.
Like the DOT is like, well, no, they're not serious enough accidents. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
But I.
I'd still like to know who determines where they put up a deer sign. Because you travel from here to Marquette, Michigan, and it's deer all the way. Where and why do they determine? Well, we saw one run across here sometime.
Yeah, that's true. Where, I don't know.
What's the rationale?
I don't know. That's a good question. Who
on tomorrow's show, the Department of Transportation.
There's
all of our traffic questions answered.
It's all data that drives those. The stop signs, the signalized intersections. I'm having this party at the Northland, and it's to celebrate the Northland's 100-year anniversary. This has a little bit to do with what we're talking about. And the mayor back in 1924, his claim to fame, first signalized intersection with electric
lights. Really?
Yeah. And I wish he would have stopped there, because now we have 110 of them. And I just, they're not synchronized. But anyway.
Is there going to be a character actor for him?
No, not for him. Other three. But Todd makes a good point that you get to this uncontrolled thing. The person gets there first, totally.
Sure. Right, that does make sense.
Same time, you look to the person to the right and you can kind of wave them in. But yeah, no, it's like, wow, I can't believe. You must have just got hung up on the roundabout thing when you're teaching your kid that you look left. I mean, I think that's where that came from, because
I can't get left. Look, kids, Big Ben, Parliament. Nothing.
I saw it.
We quoted a movie that Jim has seen. Yeah. Woo-hoo. It's happened. No bell?
Anyway, now this.
What are you doing with that tree?
Thank you.
What are you going to do with that tree?
Bend over. I'll show you.
I wasn't talking to you.
Why is the carpet wet, Todd?
You want to say that to him all the time, don't you?
Do you know? Oh, gosh.
I have no idea.
Just anytime I refer to him.
Christmas Vacation?
I didn't see it. I just saw the clip of that Big Ben thing.
Oh.
I didn't see it.
Oh.
But I still thought it was funny.
Jinx. I thought we had street cred for the mayor.
I relayed on a movie. All right, fine.
Chevy Chase is in your wheelhouse.
No, so I got to ask you your predictions now in the World Series.
It's back in New York.
Yeah.
I think New York will at least win a game.
Yeah.
If not two.
Yeah.
Just for the listeners, I think this is important. Nikki's husband, which, in Wisconsin law, everything your husband owns, you own too. So they are part owners of the Timber Rattlers. So she's got two boys, and you really know baseball.
I love baseball.
You love baseball. Well, that's another reason.
It's pretty passionate.
Right. Yep. So the Dodgers and the Yankees are in this World Series.
Nice.
The Dodgers are two up.
I just want to go back.
Read this. I haven't watched a game.
Just so for knowing Nikki, Nikki was really, really involved with baseball. way before she was part owner of the Timber Rattlers.
I was just going to ask.
Cool. Yeah, it was not
was
like
it the relationship.
Oh, no. Yep, I played. I'd been a lifelong fan.
Really?
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah, our family itself was huge into baseball. Like my grandpa umpired.
Oh, wow.
And,
all right, so this is, you just happened to buy the team later on.
How was the Bucks game?
I didn't end up going.
Oh, you didn't go?
I didn't end up going. All nope. Right. I gave my ticket.
I took my daughter to Sturgeon Bay when she failed here. Have her try another location.
That's what Donna said.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah, I think we might do that. That's a good, thanks for that tip, but yes. That's a really, really good idea. I think we're going to do that because we can't wait another month. I mean, she needs her license.
December? So. Anyway,
yeah, right.
All right, we're going to start a quick break. Back in.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Clean, safe water is critical for our families, farms, and future. Jane Benson chooses our health over big business profits. Vote Benson for State Assembly District 4.
I'm Jane Benson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Jane Benson.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Wrapping up here on Mano and the Mayor on a good-looking day. 39 in Green Bay, 45 in Appleton, 39 in Oshkosh. What did Brittany say it was going to be?
78.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Or tomorrow?
Yeah.
Wow. That's some amazing. Tell you what, that was when it was fun practicing football, when it was nice weather later, because normally it would be just miserable. And we didn't have like an indoor facility or anything, and you'd be out there in that slop.
Yeah.
And
man, you take advantage of this. I just because it's going to come to an end. We all know that. So it's
I'll tell you what. I know what's Todd's. I know they need the rain, like I said in the UP and everything. But what I'm saying is too, though, you made a point, and I never even thought of it when you said we should publicize our weather more than we should for tourism.
More than we do, right.
Anybody that has come to Green Bay for a Packer game just, this month has to walk away and say, holy crap.
Frozen tundra. Yeah. And it's great weather. And I wish we would do more of that with the chamber because people don't like it when it's too hot either.
Right.
I mean, everybody talks about, you know, the cold, but people don't like it when it's, you know, humid and hot and you got to stay in the house because there's air conditioning. I mean, when's the last time the weather was so inclement you couldn't go outside? Like, never. I mean, except rain.
Well, you know, I was reading an article last night about something in real estate, and for some reason, Idaho has become a real popular. A lot of people moving to Idaho.
Oh, yeah.
So this lady, husband was a cop and whatever from California. to Caldwell, Idaho, right outside of Boise. I've been there a million times, or not, but I lived there. It was really nice. But she said they moved after 2 years. She said the smoke from the California fires were so bad that you had to wear like masks a lot of time if you want to go camping or something. Yeah. You know, the reason you move there to go do outdoor stuff,
right?
The air is so bad out there from all those fires. Oh. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And they didn't move. So it's one of those things you always hear about some place being cool. Oh, man, that'd be such a great place to go. So, and, you know, once you're there, you realize it's not as cool.
No.
But I think you're kind of right there about
if
this is the new norm for weather in Wisconsin. Boy, it's tough to beat.
It is. And like you said, and how great it is when we get, you know, 50,000 tourists in town for a game, and it's like perfect.
In fact, one of my buddies yesterday, he went down to a wedding in Florida, and they got, by the time he was in Kissimmee, I think. So it's more inland or whatever. So it was only a one when it hit, but he was at like his mother-in-law's house or his mom's house or whatever, and they wrote it out. And it didn't seem so bad, but he said for the next week, that's all he was doing was cleaning up debris from all over and all over. And he said, we were only where it was a one, and we wrote it out. He said, so you could imagine, you know, what it was like in some of those other places.
Right. You know, and then snakes. Ugh. I just don't know. Florida, I know that. I like Florida, but not, I would never live there. It's just, I love it here. That's where I'm staying.
Well, Todd, you know where I want to go live? And you say no.
Off the grid?
Mississippi.
Oh, man, you would not like it.
I know.
It there.
I've always wanted to
humid
spend time in Mississippi. Isn't that crazy?
No dentists.
I'd like to go to like a roadside bar, a honky tonk, and just sit and talk with the guys. And that's my
the
dream.
The minute you open your mouth and they knew you were from the north,
yeah,
you ain't from around these parts, is you?
Oh, man.
There's just something about the Mississippi, the deep south that I, and again, but I've never been there. Do you know what I mean? So it's one of those things where I think I would love it.
I thought I would love it too. Because, well, you see the movies and you see the hospitality.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we're going to go sit on the veranda and have a mint julep. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. That's really more Georgia, though, I think. We're at the Southern hospitality. Mississippi, I don't know. The only people I know from Mississippi are.
People we were talking about earlier off the air.
Those people. So,
All right. But that would be mine.
But I would go down, if I was in Mississippi, I would head down to Biloxi, you know, down on the water. That's that's cool. I would live like
you. Take a little bit of a drive, go down to Pensacola, Florida. Yep. That's where you want to hang out.
That's where I'd be.
All right. Well, you have your dreams. I've got my dreams.
Yeah.
I'm going to live in a trailer in Mississippi.
You got a good start.
We'll see. But I bet it's going to be interesting to see how many Packer people have already sold their tickets. Because if they haven't, hang on to them now. Because they're just skyrocketing for this game.
Well, it's going to be a great game. It's going to be a fun weekend. I mean, it's exciting. It's only Monday, but...
saying it's like we always want, you know, to be as much green or whatever in the stadium as we can. And they're having those throwback uniforms this week, too.
That's right.
Those real throwback ones. But I got a feeling it's going to be a sea of blue. Because I got a feeling people early in the year thought, that's not going to be that big of a game rid of them.
If they win this game, the Lions...
If who wins the game?
The Lions. They're going to be...
Yeah,
I mean they're not doing it with mirrors. They're not doing smoke and mirrors. They're just beating up on people.
Yeah, so we'll see.
I gotta tell you,
I think the better team is gonna win. I really would do. It's not gonna be like a fluke or anything. I really think that they're both gonna play.
Well,
really
the Jordan Love thing could be. Well,
that's true.
I saw this morning something came out where they still have to do some more testing today, but they don't believe it's gonna be a long term injury.
No, okay,
right.
Because as you said, Mino, it could be bad.
This time of year, you get something like that, it could be really bad. If you just keep tweaking it, and then you don't heal up.
That would happen to you?
But they're...
Kept tweaking
Let me tell you something.
Just number two quarterback.
I got to finish.
Good.
They told me it was a state law that after you've had a surgery, you had to sit out a month of football. Okay?
Okay.
There was no state law.
This was Michigan. It was a state law. One of our guys, 2 weeks after I set out two games, the third game I was playing. They didn't announce it. I was playing because one of our guys got a concussion, and I played after 3 weeks with an injury that is that the doctor, the surgeon who went to like Harvard, he said the only pain worse than this is childbirth.
Yeah,
that's what you're experiencing.
858.
Was it really that painful?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you know?
How do I? It happened to me. It happened to me. I don't even like to talk, but I get flashbacks. I could show you my scar. I'll show you a scar.
You're going
to
get a...
I got
to swear to God, if you do that, I'm on the phone to HR right now.
I got one of those old-fashioned scars right there.
I think your wife's on the line.
All right. Just saying. All right, we got to go. Look at the time already. Getting it started here in Victory Monday. Mind of the Mayor, back in tomorrow morning. See ya.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm joined by former Illinois Congressman and former Tea Party member Joe Walsh. He's a firebrand, and he's going to light it up about why your vote matters more than ever.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.